All right, first question is, could you give me your name and your title, please?
Patrick Webb, Director of Swine Health Programs for the National Pork Board.
And we're discussing the reports of the species working groups as far as animal identification is concerned on the national level. And first question, could you tell me about the importance of animal ID to the swine industry?
From the swine industry standpoint, the importance of animal ID or the entire NAIS concept is developing a system that will help support us in our response to a foreign animal disease that has a very big potential of ruining our export markets. And if we don't have a way to respond, to contain, to find out where the disease is and where the disease isn't, we can't get those markets back. Another area is that in our industry we have experience in disease eradication with pseudorabies. This type of program, premise ID, animal ID, will go a long way to helping us rid our industry of diseases that are causing a wide amount of economic damage today.
Now, what's unique, would you say, about the swine industry with regard to national animal identification?
I think for us, for our industry, we're no stranger to mandatory identification. Our industry has had that since 1988. We're also no stranger to disease eradication programs, as we've successfully rid our herds from pseudorabies in the past few years. I think what's really unique is that through those experiences, our producers keep extremely good records, and those records are very beneficial in this type of situation. And so we rely heavily on our producers' records for how we record animal movements, and we use producer records in those events that we need to report animal movements when we're trying to respond to a disease outbreak.
So what kind of specific recommendations, then, is the Swine Species Working Group making to USDA?
Our recommendations start with, one, making the program mandatory. The second recommendation is that in a mandatory program, it should be publicly funded. There should not be undue costs put on the producer to fund a program that has this type of public implication to be, it's a good program for the public for us to have this in place. I think another issue for us is that we put great faith in our producers' ability to keep and maintain records, and that we feel that they can be available when there's an issue, but for the most part, producers should be able to maintain their records and report only when necessary or when currently our in our system, there are certain instances where it's in the law right now where they do report animal movements. And so for those issues, we've addressed USDA and said, for our industry, we currently have the ability for 48-hour traceback. Our swine ID plan enhances that ability, and we can do it without having to put undue burden or cost to our producers.
Well, it sounds like that the swine industry really is in pretty good shape. What could other segments of the livestock industry learn from your industry?
Well, I think every segment should understand that you can't cookbook the NAIS as far as standards that will go across species. Today we've heard from many species group, and everybody had a little different tweak and a little different thing that works for them. So I think most of the species groups are on board with this, and that you have to make a plan that works for your species. It has to meet the goals of the NAIS, which, if you remember, is the 48-hour traceability, being able to get back to that premise of concern and the animals that were there in 48 hours. Other things for the industry, getting out and promoting Prem ID as industries together. I think that's a way for us to work together. And I would like to see more industry work with USDA in trying to promote Prem ID as well, because we've had some tremendous success at World Pork Expo where the pork checkoff was in the same booth with USDA and sharing the same message on Prem ID.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Patrick.